Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know if you follow Virginia's new governor, the Republican governor, thank goodness, Glenn Youngkin, on Facebook, but I took note that he just hosted an event in Petersburg last week along with the Attorney General Jason Mayorkas to address what is becoming a huge problem, not just in Richmond. We think it's just in Richmond, but it's not just in Richmond. These murders and violence across the state. And Governor Youngkin is with us this morning to talk about what he's learned and what the tentative plan may be going forward. Governor, I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. So good to be with you again. And, you know, we are seeing across the Commonwealth a tremendous increase in violent crime and the murder rate. We're at a 20-year high, and we've gone to work over the last month bringing together federal, local, and state assets and having high-level meetings on what we can do about it real-time, not long studies, but what can we do real-time. And, of course, what we're finding is that local leadership feels overwhelmed. And they've had their resources depleted, they're understaffed, and one of the things that we've been able to do right out of the box, particularly in Petersburg, is bring in extra state police resources to help them. And I think the cooperation is going incredibly well. I'm pleased with the level of cooperation, and you know, this is being led by the mayor and the police chief and the sheriff in Petersburg, and we think that we can make a real difference there.
You know, one of the things I'll give you credit for is you don't seem to be cutting out Democrats, which is one of the reasons I think a lot of people voted for you, is that it's not just partisan Republican politics, that you're trying to say, hey, we got a problem. How can we work together to get this done? Are you finding that Democrats are eager to sit at the table with you, at least on this topic, and work out a solution, or are they resistant to that?
The short answer is yes. The Democrats in our House and our Senate see what's going on in crime as well. And we've had great participation from both sides of the aisle in our task force meetings. And I'm encouraged because at the end of the day, there is a clear recognition that we have got this an absolute crime crisis. We have got to arrest people. We've got to prosecute people. We got to put them in jail. We got to keep them there. And the violent crime trend in Virginia has been escalating over the last 2 years. We've seen it in real time. And we've got to get to work together. This is not a moment for partisan politics. It's a moment for action. And I'm encouraged, taking our meeting in Petersburg as a case study. Senator Chap Peterson was there along with Republicans. And, oh, by the way, folks that aren't in a political party at all. They just care about safety in the community, from pastors and churches to healthcare workers to folks that work in juvenile justice, all the way through, of course, to the mayor. Yeah. And this is the kind of collaboration and cooperation that we have to have in order to press forward and put an end to this violent crime increase. You know, bottom line is, we have a small group of people committing more and more of the crimes, and we have got to arrest them and put them in jail.
We just had Attorney General Jason Mayorkas on at the beginning of the hour, and he was saying it's imperative that the planned release of a lot of convicts, many of whom are in prison for violent offenses, that the last chance to stop that is with the budget. And, you know, every time I've run into you, I've said, hey, how's this budget negotiation going? Are the Democrats willing to work with you? Where is the movement on this thing?
So I continue to be frustrated by the pace. And, of course, in this budget is all of the funding necessary in order to support law enforcement, increase salaries in a meaningful way that are necessary, funding for training and equipment, funding for community programs to bring law enforcement and communities together prior to a law enforcement event. We've got funding for teacher raises and to help build schools and to fund laboratory schools and innovation in public school system. We've got tax cuts that are absolutely affordable and necessary as we watch inflation run away from all of Virginia and the nation. And so this needs to get done now. I'm frustrated at the pace. I am cautiously optimistic that we're nearing the end here. And we have leadership on the Senate and the House side that have been working. And I fully expect them to deliver a budget here soon. If they don't, then Virginians suffer. And it really has been the Senate Democrats who've been dragging their feet. I know the House Republicans have been at the ready to get moving. But I am cautiously optimistic. We're close. And by the way, you know, we have $14 billion of extra funding that we, in fact, can use to take $5 billion to cut taxes and eliminate the grocery tax and double the standard deduction and cut taxes on veterans' retirement and declare the largest tax rebate in the history of Virginia. And, oh, by the way, I continue to be astonished that suspending a gas tax for 3 months during the summer when gas prices are at an extraordinary high is something that people would argue about doing. We have over $1 billion in our Commonwealth Transportation Fund, more than we thought. There's plenty of money in the system. It's Virginians' money, not government, and it's time to give it back to them.
Is that the sticking point, the tax cuts? That, to me, that does seem crazy when we wake up this morning and we find that it's a record per gallon cost for Virginians, that anybody who wants to get reelected would even think about blocking something like that. But that's what I keep hearing. Is that the problem?
Well, I believe that at the end of the day, it's more politics than people that the Senate Democrats have been hanging their hat on. And the reality is that Virginians don't care who gets credit, and neither do I. The goal here is to cut taxes, fund schools and teachers, fund innovation in schools, fund law enforcement, fund our behavioral health system, and get moving. And every day we wait is a day that Virginians suffer more. We have fewer police on the street than we need, less funding than we need. Teachers wonder what they're going to get paid next year. We don't move forward with constructing schools. I mean, this is absolutely putting politics in front of people, and it's time we put people back in front of politics.
I know you got to run. I don't want to ambush you with a hard question, but you've been studying this situation with the Supreme Court justices and the protests in front of their house. The chairman of the Board of Supervisors in Fairfax, I think, basically, forgive me for putting it this way, flipped his middle finger at you and said, I'm not going to do anything. What's your assessment of that, both in a practical sense and symbolically for you as the new governor?
Well, let me begin. First of all, the leak was done to create chaos.
Right.
And it was done, in fact, to create an opportunity where people could try to picket and parade in front of justices' homes and try to influence them. And so first and foremost, let's be clear. There's a federal statute that clearly declares that this is illegal, punishable up to a year in prison. And this is where Governor Hogan and I have been loudly demanding that the Attorney General Garland enforce the law. We believe that securing a perimeter away from the justice's house is absolutely the right thing to do. And I don't think that this violates the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. And I've, in fact, been assured by the Attorney General that it doesn't. And so we're going to continue to work with Fairfax County in as cooperative a way as we possibly can in order to make sure that we use the substantial resources of the state police. And we have ample resources. They are absolutely at the ready. They have been very, very close to each one of the justices' homes to make sure that the justices are safe, their homes are safe, their neighbors are safe, that, in fact, the demonstrators should be safe. But the demonstrators should not be in front of the justices' homes. It is wrong. Justice Barrett has small children. I mean, this is just absolutely wrong. And we're going to continue to do everything within our power to make sure that we keep people safe, the justices, their neighbors, and the demonstrators But we're going to work to get them away from their homes.
Did you, switching subjects, did you get a lot of feedback on your telework order, bringing people back to state offices? Some of my friends were like, hey, love Glenn Youngkin, but I want to stay at home in my pajamas and keep on working. Well, what have you heard on that issue?
Well, we're on a path back to normalcy. And part of that path is recognizing that the workforce is more collaborative, more productive, and, oh, by the way, more creative when they have an in-office relationship. And while we can get things done in a remote way, we are far better when we're in the office. We are, of course, recognizing that there are circumstances where telework is needed. And we've delegated responsibility to the secretaries and the agency and department heads in order to use their judgment there. But at the end of the day, we are on a road back to normalcy. And I was really, really pleased with Mayor Stoney's comment. He was excited about people coming back into Richmond and reinvigorating downtown.
Yeah, okay.
This is a moment for us to recognize that the pandemic has really disrupted all aspects of life. And we do need to get back to normal and get moving.
Governor, I appreciate you coming on. I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, we, for many, many years here at WRVA, we've had the Ask the Governor program, and I hope you'll contemplate rejoining us every month and talking to me and taking calls from our callers. I won't ask you for an answer on the air, but if you'll tuck that away in the back of your head, I may hit you up at some point and see if you're willing to do that. I do appreciate you coming on this morning, Governor Glenn Youngkin. Thank you.
John, I love being with you. Thank you for your time, and particularly this morning, there's some incredibly important things on this crime task force we need to get moving with. We have to get violent crime down in Virginia, so thank you for having me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.